T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, hour number 3 coming at ya. As I do, let's talk to El Presidente.
Good morning, sir.
Have you noticed, did you see the little blurb just popped up on TV about there's been another attack on an ICE facility?
No, I had not seen that. I see, well, I'm watching a different monitor, but I see it in the studio there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you notice the one that they attacked where they smoked the attacker, the Antifa attacker?
Yeah.
Did you notice how they referred to him after he was put down?
What is a demonstrator or a protester?
Martyr.
Yeah, the left did refer to him as a martyr.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't it interesting that we would adopt and is a terroristic phrase for some, because when in the military in combat, the combatants die.
Yes.
Ostensibly for the cause all the time.
Right.
And we never referred to our fallen comrades as martyrs.
No.
And I'm just, the more I continue to look at this, and just every day I do a show, and when I'm doing the research and everything else, I'm looking at this, and these guys really just want to ignore all the laws. And I don't. What do they want? Just anarchy?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. And I do think that's part of what the overall strategy is to produce an anarchic situation where the only thing that can solve it is a larger, intrusive, more restrictive government that takes the liberties and freedoms from the individuals. You lose your property rights, you lose your individual freedoms and rights, you lose everything in the Bill of Rights, and you have total government control, a totalitarian society. This is what these people want.
But how would they enforce that?
Good luck with doing that, because it hasn't worked well in this country.
Well, look, when we went to Afghanistan, Afghanistan had already held off the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
The Soviet Union did not have the same kind of rules of engagement that we did.
I
guarantee you that.
Yeah, yeah.
We went into a country the size of Texas with 35,000 hardcore Taliban that had never seen a toilet, didn't have most of their teeth, and had never lived indoors. And we still haven't put that down yet.
No.
We still are fighting. We're still negotiating with the Taliban.
Well, a large part of that is due to the rules of engagement, as you and many others well know, that we are so limited in what we are able to do. When we can return fire, what our targets can be used, and when we have to get permission to go after targets. Look, I'm one of those that thinks that war is the absolute last alternative to every single other thing that you can possibly do. But when you do it, it must be total and all out, and victory is the only end to it, not negotiation.
War is the failure of diplomacy.
Yeah, exactly. And war should be, the end of the war comes when you have defeated the enemy. He is either dead or is completely compliant and is going to...
Well, we haven't tried to do that since World
War II. Exactly. Since the end of hostilities at the end of World War II, when they signed the peace treaty on that battleship out off the coast of Japan.
But I look at that and I just wonder, just knowing that, and this is new, this is recent history. We know that, right? The Taliban, they have gunsmiths in the Taliban that are sheer geniuses.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They'll have a gun that's disabled. They'll find two guns and parts of a sink, and they will cannibalize those things and make that one gun operable.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is that kind of guerrilla warfare is just no way to beat it. There's no way to beat that. So if they do create this critical mass that they're trying to push us to here in the United States from the left, if they create that, in what world can they possibly imagine where they say, oh, but we can contain that?
Yeah.
They can't control themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just looking at that. The thing about the law, the laws I don't like, I like the red flag laws.
Yeah,
in my circles where they've enacted a lot of red flag laws, everybody's out there talking about we have to fight the red flag laws. Well, the ones that have already been passed, now you got to work on repealing them.
Yeah.
But in the interim, you got to go by them.
Yeah.
You got to go by them. You have to adhere to the red flag law.
Oh, and that's the thing is that the right is always expected to observe and go to the letter of the law of whatever the law is, even if they disagree with it. However, the left is allowed to you know, ignore it. I mean, look at the whole situation with the legalization of marijuana in the various states. It is still against federal law.
Yeah.
It is against federal law to possess and to sell these things. In fact, the states have problems because banks cannot legally handle the money that is generated through the sale of marijuana.
That's created a cottage industry.
Exactly.
See, that's created what it is. They now have to go out and hire civilian security teams because law enforcement cannot. As a matter of fact, in some cases, rogue law enforcement tries to steal from them.
And this is not about whether or not marijuana should be legal. It's just this is the legal situation you
right.
put yourself in.
Right.
Because you are ignoring a law. The same thing holds true to the sanctuary city laws and the sanctuary state laws
sure.
and the refusal to enforce or to allow federal officials to enforce federal law.
I kind of wonder, like with New York, you know, they had this registration scheme after Sandy Hook for assault weapons, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And the actual compliance with that has been somewhere between 4% and 6%. And we saw the same thing out of Connecticut where the problem comes from the fact that now in New York, they know. I think to a certain degree they know, but I'm not real sure about that because New York is actually a pretty big gun state once you get out of Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
But they've done nothing about it because they can't do anything about it.
Right.
Logistically speaking, the only things they can get are that which we lay at their feet. So this whole idea that they're going to create this cloud and piven collapse
yeah.
in society by ignoring a bunch of laws and creating a bunch of havoc and calling a bunch of people that attack very superior places as far as combat capability is sort of silly.
Have you seen this? And I saw this back there in the news office earlier. San Jose, California Mayor The Hill is writing, Mayor Sam Liccardo Monday introduced a city ordinance that would require gun owners to either obtain insurance for their firearms or pay a fee that supports the public cost of gun violence.
Well, see, the reason that they're going after the NRA is because they created something called Carry Guard, which is a legal services insurance to where if you shoot somebody in self-defense that you have legal representation because you're in for it then if you shoot somebody, even if you're right. You've changed your whole life.
Well,
and that was insurance that they called murder insurance.
Please.
So on the one hand, and there's plenty of legal services out there like that today. But, you know, when they're trying to get out there, I'll be honest with you. I wish they would regulate guns the way they regulate cars, because if you're not taking a car on the road, you don't have to register to have a license.
True.
What do they do about those?
Well. But as you and I both know, it is necessary to defend yourself off of your own property.
Sure.
Many times.
Yeah. I mean, if things ever go south, I've heard all these guys talk about their bug out bags and their locations and everything. I'm not going anywhere. You know how much water you got to carry?
Oh,
you
yeah.
know how much that weighs?
Yeah.
I've got water at my house.
Exactly.
It's great.
And that's where the ammo is stored.
That's, yeah.
Well, that's, well. Anyway.
Thank you. Thank you, El Presidente.
You,
as always, I love the clarity I get.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On the text line, does that mean you think people should have to register their guns if you're going to carry them in public? I swear to God. I swear to God. Listen, I already have to ask the permission of the state of South Carolina to do that legally. And I do that because I am a law-abiding citizen. There is no gun registry in the state of South Carolina, so nobody in South Carolina knows what I have. The gun shop might know what I get, but they don't know what I have. So, no, that does not mean that I think you should register your guns if you're going to carry them in public. I was just making a comment on the whole stupid idea that you can run the gun registries the way you could because you have a car. You got to have a license to drive a car and insurance to drive a car. There's no constitutional right to driving a car, to having a car, to cars. There's none of that. There isn't. Are you trying to think of one? Ghost Rider, he's over there thinking about it. You mess with me, I'll do another gun article, and then you'll have to drink.
I was just thinking that there's a right to own property, and cars are property.
Sure,
but so in that regard, there is a right to own a car.
Yeah, but there's no specific detailed right to
driving
a car.
Is different. Yeah. You have to be licensed to drive.
Right.
Driving is a privilege.
Privilege, that's
but
right.
Owning the vehicle is not the same thing.
But there's no mention of that.
Which I think was kind of your point in the last segment.
It was my point in the last segment. But, I mean, I'm being asked because that's one thing I find among some people. That they're always waiting for you to make that slip up. I was like the being baited into the slip up part of it. The right to keep and bear arms. The reason they didn't say the right to keep and bear muskets or long swords or anything else is because they understood. They had multiple projectile weapons back then. I mean, Thomas Jefferson gave Lewis and Clark something that had a 21-round capacity to carry when they went on their expedition. So they knew. Benjamin Franklin, you know, he was one of the founding fathers. They knew that technology was going to advance. When they get out there and say they couldn't have imagined an M16 or an AR-15, yeah, I think they probably could have. I mean, Leonardo da Vinci envisioned a helicopter. I mean, are we to think that the founding fathers and the people, the great people of the times when they were not as technologically advanced were stupid, that they couldn't have a vision? And at the same time, we teach all of their stuff they do, and we go look at their paintings or read their books, but they were stupid. So, no, I was playing the stupid game of we should, you know, you have to have a license to drive a car. You have to have insurance to drive a car. You should have to have insurance to own a gun. You should have to have a license to own a gun. No, none of that. None of that. You don't have to have a license to talk. And that's part of the Bill of Rights. I know the left doesn't like for you to do that very much. And before we get to the Supreme Court, let's talk about the left on this one. April Ryan. Everybody knows her. She's that bundle of fun from CNN. She was giving a speech at an event somewhere in, let's see. She was a keynote speaker somewhere. And a guy named Charlie Cradaville was the editor of the News New Brunswick was today. He was on hand to cover the speech given by Ryan at the 4th Annual New Jersey Parents Summit, which is scary to even think about any of them giving parents advice. But the summit focuses on educating, empowering, and preparing parents for our future leaders. Now, Mr. Cradaville was invited there and RSVP to go there. So he received confirmation that he was allowed to be there. He showed up there. He covered the event for 3 hours without incident. He had a video camera set up on a tripod. And then at about that point, he was approached by a guy who was April Ryan's own personal goon. And his name is Joel Morris. And during the intro, the man came up to Mr. Cradaville, he said, and mentioned my video camera and asked me, "Who are you with?" And he gave him his card and explained that he had followed the proper channels to cover the event. And then he asked the goon if he had a card, and he responded by saying he was with the speaker. Then the goon went to, first of all, the goon threatened Mr. Cradaville to take down the camera if he himself didn't and the public relations team began pressuring Mr. Cradaville to stop recording, all while, ironically, they were praising the American Urban Radio Network supporter for her Freedom of the Press Award that she received. Then he approached April Ryan at the podium and whispered something to her, and she nodded and then waited for 30 seconds until the goon grabbed the camera equipment and tripod and walked out of the ballroom. Mr. Cradaville said, "Don't touch my camera. Please put that down. Don't you dare put that down." But he was following him. He was chasing him as he was going there. And as they began causing a scene, April Ryan says to the crowd, "When I speak, I don't have news covering my speech." Now, here we have the bully tactics. This is Antifa straight out of the books. You don't employ a goon that looks like he busted his knee out and can't play football anymore as your bodyguard. Really good security teams melt into the background. And you certainly don't go after the press in the real world. Now, you go after the press if they're going to get out there and report what you had to say. Then facts become hate. Truth becomes racist. Mr. Cradaville was berated by somebody named Chanel McLeod, executive director of Project Ready, the group that hosted the event. He accused Cradaville of interrupting the event, and he demanded his removal from the hotel. And then they shoved him forcibly out of the hotel. He said, "Once I got the camera back, I was concerned for my physical safety, and I asked for hotel security. I was hoping they would maintain order and maybe document the theft of my camera and any damage that may have occurred to it as a result. I was thinking, wow, this guy's really crossing the line here." And at the same time, I was trying not to fall down face first while also trying to protect the camera and yelling for bystanders to call the police as this was happening. He expressed his solidarity with Ryan. That's called the Stockholm Syndrome. Because, you know, she's an outspoken critic of President Trump and his treatment of the press, but he told Fox News that her reputation now depends on addressing what had happened and is hoping for an apology. She's not hoping for an apology. She's not hoping for an apology. She doesn't want anybody to cover what she has to say. She didn't know who that was. If she had known who that was, maybe she would have left him there. But when you send a goon in there to intimidate somebody. Bloomberg used to do this when he was mayor all the time. He had a baby Huey squad of the biggest New York City cops he could. And if he was out jogging and you were on the corner, you know, videoing his honor with your iPhone, one of the goons would come over to you and say, "What's your business with the mayor?" "I don't know. I don't know, Jefe. Can I just be here and be an American and be in space here? You think that's okay?" If his honor is going to be on the street, people are going to look at him. I thought he wanted to be adored. So, The New Brunswick editor thanked members of the media who have shined a light on this unfortunate incident. This isn't an unfortunate incident. This is their modus operandi. How long do you think Jeffrey Epstein operated in their full knowledge? Jeffrey Epstein is Harvey Weinstein all over again. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew what it was about. They ignored it because he was giving money to the left. That's what that was about. And now everybody's up in arms and, oh my God, and all this other stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to give you a little context about what we're about to go into. Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. was a May issue concealed carry permit regime. For the longest time, they got challenged in court, and they won, and then it got appealed, and they won, then it got appealed, then they lost. Then they appealed, and they lost. And the next place to go was the Supreme Court, and then everybody in the United States, everybody out of California, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Maryland, Illinois, everywhere, Washington State, Oregon, Hawaii, all of them called the attorney pressing this on the state on the behalf of the DC and said, don't you dare take it to the Supreme Court. Because that would have meant that shall issue would have become the law of the land. And all of these little fiefs that exist out here where New York has a may issue. In New York City, if you go into the Diamond District of New York City, you would swear to God you're in a green zone. Because there are people literally walking around with drop leg holsters and all this other stuff because they are safeguarding diamonds. They will let people armed to take care of diamonds, but not themselves. New York has about, 8-9 million residents. They have 34,000 permits, one of which used to belong to Chuck Schumer. He has a carry permit. So that's whenever something is about to fall and there's about to be new case law created by the a new precedent sent by the Supreme Court, they try to short circuit that if they can. They don't want any expansion of gun rights coming out of the Supreme Court. They already have enough trouble with Heller and with McDonald. Segue to Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island. First of all, if my name was Sheldon Whitehouse, I would change it to Seymour Butts just because it's, you know, much more interesting than Sheldon Whitehouse. But he filed a legal brief before the Supreme Court in a challenge to New York City's gun transportation regulations. And he's advancing a very broad indictment of the Roberts Court itself because he's urging the justices to turn away the NRA-backed case. Now, I don't know if he's doing it because the NRA is involved in it to a degree. Whenever one of these cases actually start going somewhere, if these gun rights organizations didn't actually support it before, when it actually starts becoming successful, they do jump on the bandwagon then. I don't care what anybody says. I'm a gun rights advocate. I know what I'm talking about on that one. So if they back it, I don't know if they backed it from the beginning or end. I could find that out, but let's move on. This brief, which is another emotional push based upon these back-to-back rampage killings out of El Paso and Dayton, accuses the justices of delivering partisan decisions for moneyed Republican interests while warning of lasting damage to the Supreme Court's legitimacy. They're saying, and I quote, the Supreme Court is not well and the people know it. Perhaps the court can heal itself before the public demands it to be restructured in order to reduce the influence of politics. And he's writing that alluding to court packing measures that have gained traction in progressive circles, particularly on the urgent issue of gun control. A nation desperately needs it to heal. Now, this pertains to an ordinance, since amended, regulating gun transportation in New York City. The ordinance authorized licensed gun owners to carry firearms to and from gun ranges, but forbade the removal of firearms from city limits. If you had the permit in New York City, the gun had to stay in New York City, if you had the permit, which is a very rare thing. Plaintiffs are city residents who wish to transport their firearms to vacation homes for self-defense and to shooting competitions outside of the five boroughs, and who actually have this novel idea that they own it, so they should be able to do what they want with it. So New York has changed the ordinance. They're calling it mooting the case. They have mooted the case. There's no case. They did away with that, so there's no reason to take it to the Supreme Court and for the Supreme Court to hear it. However, them changing the ordinance means they're free to change the ordinance later on down the road. So the Supreme Court is moving forward. So a trial judge in the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the ordinance, but the Supreme Court has agreed to hear the dispute. They'd agreed to this in January. So the city amended their ordinance and asked the justices to dismiss the case. The White House brief urges the court to follow that course, to hear the case, saying separation of powers and principles restrict courts to deciding real and ongoing controversies, not abstract questions. Now, White House believes the contemporary Supreme Court has ignored those concepts and abandoned neutral procedural rules to deliver victories for conservative political interests. What this is if this happens this way, guess what? You can drive through New Jersey with a gun. Guess what? If you drive through Maryland on your way to somewhere nice, you can drive through Maryland and they can't pull you over and strip your car looking for your gun, which happens. Or worse, in New Jersey, you just get locked up and have to have you got to get a pardon from the governor to get out. So what they're threatening the Supreme Court. He's looking at, White House is looking at the 2018 Janus decision. This involved a First Amendment challenge to so-called agency fees non-union members paid to organize labor for collective bargaining. They won, and the unions lost a little bit of power, and that's bad for the Democrats. Long a pet peeve of right-leaning jurists, the conservative justices are criticized abode on a pair of cases from 2012 to 2014. But, you know, they're basically saying, we'll tear you guys down. A handful of Democratic senators are threatening the Supreme Court. And we're sitting here. I'm being asked Justice Roberts was at Epstein Island more than once. Would you register your guns? Thanks, Dan and Lyman. What guns? I don't have any guns. You can't prove I have any guns. Where's the record I have guns? Stop looking at me like that. So they're not even cloaking this. They're talking about packing the court. And even Ruth Bader Ginsburg thinks the court is the exact size it should be. And when you got Ruth Bader Ginsburg out there talking back to other leftists, and the leftists are like ignoring her. This is the fun part of watching the leftists, because eventually that everything comes full circle, and eventually they're biting each other. And they want to, fundamentally change America, I guess. This is supported by Dick Durbin of Illinois, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, and Maisie Hirano of Hawaii. A veritable who's who of gun grabbers. I love it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ghost Rider and I, we're going to start Ghost Rider Media, where we shoot video in the radio studio, which is hilarious just on the whole premise of itself. If you were to ever listen to my show, Lock and Load with Bill Freddy, you'll notice that whenever I welcome you back, I'm welcoming you back to the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. That's because my biggest sponsor is called AR-500 Armor. But I don't have body armor. I have workout vests so that when I'm doing my steps, my watch, my Apple Watch says, you're heavier. You're wearing your workout vest. The fact that it would repel bullets is of no consequence. Chucky Schumer. He's proposing that body armor be prohibited to citizens and that body armor sales be metered out by the FBI. Now, the body armor is basically nylon and plates. Okay, what do you want to say?
I'm sorry. I just you mentioned that your Apple Watch thinks that your vest is a workout vest.
Yeah.
And I think that's brilliant. Just rebranding.
Yeah.
The equipment. This is the same thing that they did with incandescent bulbs.
Yeah.
You know, when they phased those out and they said no, you got to get rid of them. But there were a whole bunch of exceptions in the law, and then there was a company that came along that started selling them as miniature heating units. And it gives exactly the same bulb.
Yeah.
But because they put out, you know, like 90% of the energy they consume is heat, they were now miniature heating. That's how they heat like incubators for chicks and stuff like that. You know, that they have literally light bulbs in them that just produce heat for the thing. So just rebrand it. It's not a bulletproof vest. It's a workout vest.
They actually make body armor vests that now have individual pockets for various weights that you can throw on there. Mm-hmm. And it's something you do on a limited basis because all of that extra weight, if you're like a CrossFitter or something, a lot of CrossFitters use them and they blow their knees out with them. I'm not trying to offend any CrossFitters out there. I work out every day myself. CrossFit is not something you're going to see me doing, though. I just cannot do that. I'm just not part of that. Now, when Schumer made this proposal, this is not in the form of a bill or a written proposal. and it is blatantly unconstitutional on its face. Body armor is legal to purchase in all 50 states and is in common use. Body armor right now today, a lot of parents buy a body armor plate, a level 3 plus or a level 4 plate, or some sort of a plate, and put it in a backpack for a child. They make backpacks that hold body armor. And body armor is in and of itself a passive defense. It cannot be used aggressively, and it only works if you are hit in the body armor. And you're basically protecting a bundle of organs in your upper body that the coroners refer to as the kill box. Now, you can get hit in the leg and bleed out in 4 minutes. You can get hit in the shoulder and bleed out. You can get hit, of course, headshots. And body armor, I've never seen anybody completely body armored up. Like the kid in that went to the Walmart to do the 2A audit, they said he was wearing body armor. The Aurora shooter, they said he was wearing body armor. They were both wearing, quote unquote, tactical vests, which nobody that's actually a combatant wears. But they have bunches of pockets, and they zip up, and they have the same ballistic stopping power as your hoodie. So, and the fact that they're sold in all 50 states is quite interesting to me. Now, coming from the New York Post, we get this. Senator Chuck Schumer on Sunday proposed new legislation to require the FBI to sign off on body armor sales to civilians. What exactly is it that body armor does? I mean, in the L.A. shootout, when you had the two body armor wearing dudes, they were not wearing body armor over all of their extremities in their head. One of them killed himself by shooting himself in the head. They did have a superiority of firepower because everybody found out that cars are not actually cover. But, yeah, another unconstitutional grab coming from the Democrats.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.